Ladies and gentlemen, time now for WCHL Trivia.
And it is...
Freddie Kiger is here.
Thank you.
And Freddie and I, as you probably know, are both rock and roll freaks.
Yes, we are.
And today is Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Yes, it is. And today we have a question that has been inspired by one of you loyal listeners out there.
The one and only Peter Fiorentino.
Peter, thank you very much. Peter did us right.
Yeah. I mean, he went to Cleveland.
Went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Which, where I've never been.
I've been there four times.
Have you really?
It's great.
I did not know that.
Oh, I went in early and they had to show me the door each time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would be that way too, I'm sure.
Well, maybe we can do it. But Peter was so kind to bring us back, like, T-shirts.
Yeah, it was really cool. This little...
memorabilia.
This tie pin or whatever. It's like a...
Unbelievable stuff.
Button for a... It's like a microphone and an amp for your jacket.
Yep.
A lapel pin.
Lapel pin.
Basically what
I got
it is.
A deck of cards. It was all cool with trivia questions on them.
Yeah, really cool, man.
So, Peter, thank you so much. So, Peter also suggested a question, so we're going to take advantage.
All right. Well, I'm ready for this.
All right, here we go.
Any kind of rock and roll trivia question.
So, Peter, I tinkered with it a little bit, but here we go.
Peter Fiorentino, ladies and gentlemen, came up with this. So,
the first class of inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were in 1986.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to name them.
Okay.
Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Sam Cooke, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, Little Richard, and Elvis Presley. The 50s.
Pretty good.
That's an unbelievable class.
Pretty amazing inaugural class.
Our question. Leaving out the Everly Brothers, only one inductee was born in a state that was not a part of the old Confederacy, not a part of the old South.
Yeah. All right, will you hand me the record?
I'm handing you the record
now. I'm not looking. I'm going to put it on the turntable, and here we go.
Who was a non-Southerner?
I can't wait to find out what this is.
Here we go.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. Motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe bill. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out to run my V8 4. Cadillac doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do.
Well, it's a pretty recognizable artist there, Chuck Berry.
Oh, those licks!
But you know what? All these other first inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were from the South.
Exactly!
And Chuck Berry is actually from St. Louis.
St. Louis,
I think.
St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah. Now, there are some people who might think that Missouri was... it was a slave-holding state back in the 19th century.
It's kind of in the South, but not really.
No, but it never seceded to the Confederacy and therefore was a pro-Union state throughout the war, despite the fact that it did hold slaves.
Yeah.
The Everly Brothers we threw out because one brother was born in Kentucky and the other was born in Illinois, so we threw those guys out. But everybody else, South.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. James Brown, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Ray Charles was born in Georgia, as was Little Richard. Sam Cooke and Elvis, both in Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
Fats was born in Louisiana, as was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Uh-huh.
Buddy Holly in Texas. South, baby.
Isn't it amazing how much of an R&B influence there was there?
Well,
how many African-American artists were very first class of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees?
No question.
I love it, man.
And that would stretch over into the 60s and what have you. And then, of course, all the English groups of the British invasion, much of their teeth were cut, if you will, on American blues artists.
Much of their early material in particular was songs that had been done first by a black artist here in America.
Yep.
And weren't necessarily even appreciated here. And it took those guys and the British invasion to make them famous and to help them finally make some money.
And even J.D. Loudermilk over in Durham with the Nashville Teens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
really good.
Sad.
Really good stuff, though.
Sad that those artists didn't receive.
I know. And you think about people like Bo Diddley and people like that.
Oh, gosh.
You know, he died. He was poor when he died. He was living in a trailer park somewhere.
I know.
But, you know, it's that's sad, but at the same time, I celebrate all the talent that was
Without
in that
Without question,
first list.
And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame got it right.
Yeah.
First inductee class, just some giants.
Yeah, I think there have been times when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame didn't get it right later on, but not that first class. Can't really complain
first
about
and
that.
First and second classes, you can't, mean, they were, you just go,
very easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, Peter, thanks for the inspiration.
Yeah.
And thank you, Chuck Berry, and all you rock and roll inductees for some great music.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's here for Peter Fiorentino. Woo! Yeah! Hey! Hey! All right. Rock and roll, baby.